On one hand, the committee endorsed the Mediterranean-style diet, which has higher red meat levels than currently consumed in the U.S. But on the other hand, they left lean meat out of what they consider to be a healthy dietary pattern. Christina Butts, Executive Director of Legislative Affairs for NCBA, says this happened despite their efforts of working with this group all along.
What happened at their seventh meeting is the advisory committee went way beyond where any discussions have ever gone before in more than 30 years of these nutrition discussions in Washington. And they actually removed lean meats from what they consider to be a healthy diet for Americans. So obviously, NCBA is very concerned by this. We've shared that frustration and our concern with various levels at USDA and the Health and Human Services Agency. We've also submitted comments to say there's more than 30 years of research that shows the benefits of lean meat and beef in the diet. But yet you still made the unprecedented move, the advisory committee did, to remove that from what they consider a healthy diet.
Christina says this is just a recommendation and that a comment period will be held.
And this is where we're going to need anybody interested in food, anybody interested in school lunch programs, school breakfast programs, senior and summer feeding programs, military feeding programs, to make sure that they're submitting comments and they're weighing in on this process. And then once that closes, at some point later this year, we're going to have the 2015 dietary guidelines.
Now, NCBA issued a statement encouraging Secretaries Burwell and Vilsack to reject the advisory committee's recommendation that healthy American diets should be lower in red meat. The process was incomplete with flawed conclusions specific to health benefits of red meat's role in the American diet. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.